Absolutely. Afternoon Jam's on the phone line. We got Sandra Fatmy Hall, who is put that political hat on. I know you don't like that. You're not a politician, but you're on the ballot.
Yes, sir.
You're on the ballot. You're on the ballot.
I'm on the.
How do you feel, first of all, to know that your name is on the ballot here in Orlando?
First of all, a pleasant good evening to you, and thank you for all that you do for the community. And always have admired you, and thank you so much for the change that you have helped to bring about and positivity to the airwaves and to District 2. I have to tell you that it is so real. It is surreal. It's surreal from a standpoint of I started out as a community leader, and I will always be a community leader with a servant's heart. And I feel that I was called for such a time like this because I know that the community wouldn't just ask for a change in leadership or for someone to lead with a servant's heart if there wasn't a need. So I really feel good about it because I know that's a representation for the people, right? And I think it's important that as elected officials, that you're making sure that you're listening to every side there is, not just choosing one particular side.
Now, what separates you from the incumbent, Christine Moore?
What separates me is the heart that I have for the people. And I've shown that through work that I've done in the community. And that work has been through having an after-school enrichment and mentoring program that I tell you has positively changed this community. And I've consistently done that for over 11 years. When there was a pandemic, rose to the occasion. You need flexible leadership. So that's another thing that separates us. Flexible leadership. I've reached out several times to individuals in this community that have never responded to the need when the pandemic came about. And you did. So thank you very much for that. So 3 million meals have been provided. I've noticed that there are individuals on social media making fun of the 3 million meals being provided to the community. That's not something to take lightly, that you make fun of that.
Yeah, that's
but I'm
ignorant.
Not able to do math.
Yeah, it's ignorant.
Yeah.
It's ignorant. Your bank, you manage bank money, so we know you know how to do math.
I know how to count and how this works, but I need to do some education and find out how we come up with what it takes to bring about meals. So approximately 3 million meals have been provided to the community. The next thing that separates us is transparency. It's extremely important that when you start from day one, that you're serving the entire community. Right? Not just some parts of the community. And I've noticed also that, you know, something has been said that I said too much in two areas of the community. No, never use that word. What I said was that it's important that when you become commissioner or when you're in that seat, that you're a commissioner for all eight areas, not some.
So that meaning if you become commissioner, you're not going to forget about Pine Hills, but you're not also not going to forget about the folks in Apopka and South Apopka.
Absolutely not. You can't. You've been elected to serve the people and to serve the people in all of these areas. Apopka, Zellwood, Tangerine, Ocoee, Lockhart, College Park, Eatonville, and Pine Hills. I want to remind your listening audience that when they think of Sandra Fatmy Hall, they should think of the three P's, right? People, passion, and purpose. It's extremely important that as you go to the polls starting on Monday, that you are voting to put someone in office that cares. Someone that has a servant's heart, because servant leaders have been shown to help communities thrive.
Yeah, like Victoria Sipley. She's been there. Been one of them. She's leaving a legacy. What would you like your legacy to be if you're elected?
I would like my legacy to be one that brings the community together, that works on every side and making sure that the greater good is being done for the community. And please, you know my passion, young people. They are first and foremost. We know why they're the future. And we have to incorporate our seniors as well, and our business owners, and our veterans, and everyone in this community. It's not okay if someone's views doesn't align with yours that you go ahead and spew hate or discord.
Right.
Those things should no longer happen.
Right.
You know, a leader is someone who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. And that is what I intend to continue to do, work for this community. So I'm excited.
What do you say to the people? Life is going good for them. You know, they're making money. And we know gas is high, but they're making money. What can you say to them to convince them to come out and vote?
You know, I'm here to carry your voice. If you care about the community because you're doing well, it doesn't mean that the rest of the community shouldn't do well. When you listen to the homelessness problem, how about helping where you can? So you may be doing well, and I'm extremely excited that you're doing well and work hard to do well, but let's help where we can, right? Let's continue to have someone in a leadership role that cares. Because I'll tell you, you're doing well now. You can even do better through collaboration and partnership and everyone working together to the best of our ability. I think that makes for a better community, a better society. And you know what? You care about your young people? They're growing up, and they will remember what you have done to make this a better place.
Sandra Fatme Hall is on the phone line. Of course, she's the president of the United Foundation of Central Florida here in Pine Hills, our neighbor. How does the county commissioner impact the lives of people here in West Orlando?
As soon as you walk out your front door, that's a commissioner. So when you think about your septic to sewer, when you think about your grass, when you think about water, when you think about lights, when you think about garbage pickup, when you think about budget, getting things implemented into the budget and passed through a vote, when you get policies that help to bring about positive change in our community, a commissioner, I'll tell you, is extremely important. You have city government, then you have county government, then you have state, then you have federal. We all have to work together for the betterment of this community. It's extremely impactful to our community. And I don't think individuals realize that and the importance of making sure you have the right leadership in place in your county government. And please, we can't do this without the help of the people. So we need you to come on down to the Board of County Commissioners meetings. Get involved, get engaged. It's very, very important. Yeah.
On the phone line, Sandra Fatme Hall is on the phone line. She's running for county commissioner here in Orlando. Let's talk about an endorsements. You have received some pretty good endorsement over the past couple months. If you don't mind, share those endorsements.
Sure. I have Mr. Dick Batchelor, who has been a legislator up in Tallahassee and very well known and respected in this community and has done a lot of work in this community. I also have the Young Democrats. I have Dr. Karen Castrodento, who is a school board member over District 6 currently. And I have several more that's coming out that I can't name yet, but you will see them, you know, before the week is over. Equality Florida. I've gotten a number of people to call and reach out and say, we're putting our support behind you because we believe that you've demonstrated your leadership over several years, and it's been consistent.
It's been consistent. Sandra Fatme Hall, what is the website? How can people get involved with your campaign?
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to let everyone know. To find out more about my candidacy and about why I'm running and how you two can be a part of this moment, that's really a movement, by going to SandraFatme.com. You'll get so much information there. So it's www.sandrafatmi.com. You know, you can volunteer. You can put a yard sign in your yard. You can donate. It's extremely important that you know these numbers before I leave. There's 238,000 residents in District 2. And there's 134,000 registered voters. No reason why, if you registered and took the time to register, that you're not coming out to vote. Your vote is your voice. And I know it's cliche to say people died for you to have that right, but they did. So if you're not voting, then you're a part of the problem, and you definitely want to be a part of the solution. So I encourage you to find out more about Sandra Fatme Hall. If you don't know anything about me, just Google the name, do some research, and I'm pretty sure I'll be your candidate of choice. Would love to have your support. Starting early voting, but starts on Monday. August 8th through the 21st. And final day to vote in this midterm elections is August 23rd. Thanks again for this opportunity and for this time, and continued blessings to what you do to educate, empower, and inform.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for the interview, and looking forward to having you back. I got to say to the community that we have reached out to the incumbent and have not been able to get a commitment or time frame to be on radio. We have reached out to the other young man. Someone that wanted me to get him on radio, reached out to Chris, and also haven't heard from him. It's been you know, several days. So we are Senator Fatmir Hall. You were here on radio, and I wanted to get the other candidates on radio because I believe that everybody deserved the airtime, deserved to be heard, hear their platform. But if they don't want to talk to you, they don't want to talk to West Orlando Pine Hills, we can't make them, but you can remind them that your voice do matter. So thank you so much, Senator Fatmir Hall. I know you have other stuff going on as a business lady that runs a nonprofit. I don't know how you're going to balance this thing. If you win, county commissioner, what's going to happen with the United Foundation of Central Florida?
United Foundation of Central Florida will continue because we are grooming and continuing to have individuals bring about leadership, you know, to the organization. And we're continuing to groom them and continuing to make sure that they're the right people in place to carry the mantle. But like everyone else that sits on the Board of County Commissioner, they do have different roles that they do fulfill as well outside of being a county commissioner.
It's
extremely important that I don't think everyone understands that, but we do have a duty to fulfill. And I want to let everyone know before I sign off that my mind has arrived at my destination before my life will.
All right.
So I look forward to the next step and to moving this community forward.
Amen. Amen. Take care. God bless you. Thanks for being available.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Going back to my music, that was Sandra Fatmir Hall, Zathano Jams.